How would you go if you had to spend 5 days living with someone whose beliefs or practices are in direct conflict with your own? That's the premise behind SBS's new documentary series, Living with the Enemy, which premieres tonight. Each episode explores a different subject currently dividing Australia. Tonight, engaged couple and gay activists Gregory and Michael share life with David Old, an Anglican minister, husband and father of three. And David joins me now in the studio. Hi, David.
Hey, Katrina. How are you going?
Thanks so much for coming in. How are you feeling about the show going to air tonight?
Oh, a little bit nervous. I've not actually seen it, but I've had the whole episode narrated to me and I've talked to people who have seen it, so all the media guys get to see it before me. I'm feeling okay, but, you know, let's talk about it again afterwards maybe.
Why did you agree to be on the show, David?
Oh, because a great question. It's a really tricky subject and one I think you want to be really careful about getting into. But when the production company came to us and talked about what they wanted to do, and it became clear to us they actually wanted to give a really good go at representing two sides of a story. And we saw their personal commitment to it and talked through with them how it would work. We actually went, look, this actually might be an opportunity to be part of a discussion. I'm sick and tired of bad discussions where all that happens is I get called names and nobody listens. But there was a real intent by them to get it right. And so we thought, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Wow, it's very brave. Did you have any reservations about being involved? Were you worried about how you might be portrayed?
Yes, in one sense. Although, when it comes down to it, unless the editing is really appalling, and I'm very confident that it won't be, really the real person in control of how I look is me. And so that's it. And that's true anyway all over my life. So, you know, that's just what we said.
So you have faith in yourself that you'll come out okay?
Look, I'm sure it's not going to be perfect, but I remember those 10 days and I'm pretty confident that with a bit of grace from other people, it'll be okay.
All right. Tell us about the filming process over those 10 days. What did you have to do and what was it like?
Sure. So it's called Living with the Enemy and we literally live with each other. So Greg and Mike came to live with us and our family for 5 days and I then went to be in their life for 5 days. And really the show is based around a series of staged events where you do a little staged event. So, for example, we took them to Sydney's oldest church and I showed them the original prayer book and Bible from the first chaplain that came over with the first fleet and tried to talk a little bit about why Christianity has such a massive impact on our Western culture here in Australia and our moral thinking and try and do a little sort of summary of what the Bible says in totality about sex and marriage and all that kind of stuff. And these were all meant to be prompts to conversation. We had a special church service where I preached on the same topic. What does the Bible say about sex and marriage and Jesus? We went to a kid's farm and I tried to have a conversation about biology and natural law and what was their response to that. And these were all, this and other things were different ways of trying to promote conversation. And then we went into their world and they actually went to New Zealand to get married. I think that's pretty clear now. I don't have to pretend nobody knows about that. Walked along with them in a gay pride march in Melbourne. Not the sort of thing you do every day in my position. And met a couple of other interesting people and sort of worked our way around that. And all of it meant to promote conversation so you can get on with it. Yeah.
I have to ask you about being involved in the gay pride march. Yeah, how was that?
Well, look, at first I was actually reluctant and I was thinking, oh, do I really want to do this? But then on reflection, I went, look, nobody watching it is going to think I'm endorsing this. And do you know what? These guys have been exposed to things that were very, very difficult for them in my environment, hearing things that nobody would like to hear about themselves. At the end, I helped them make some of their signs. I said, look, I can't wear the T-shirt. I can't hold the sign, but I'm happy to walk alongside you and meet all sorts of strange and interesting characters.
Yeah. Oh, so you did have to go out of your comfort zone then?
Thinking about that was probably the most difficult thing I had to do. I was fully expecting to see a whole bunch of stuff I wouldn't agree with. But I think one of the signs of maturity is that you understand that not agreeing with things doesn't mean you have to accept them. And so you're able to go along to a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, Christians live in a world that are opposed to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Well, so in one sense, we live with the enemy every day. But this was just more intense. Not that I like the language of enemy, but you know what I mean. Nothing was really that bad for me. I actually found it more difficult when the guys were with me because I just found that they were, from my perspective, actually unwilling to engage and quite hostile and wouldn't have the conversations that I genuinely hoped that we would have.
I mean, you mentioned the title and the use of the word enemy. Mm, it's obviously quite deliberately inflammatory.
It's good for TV.
Yeah. But I'm assuming that the producers do have some kind of worthy goals in terms of, you know, creating that experience of walking around in another's shoes.
Yeah.
What did you learn from spending time with Michael and Gregory?
Look, in terms of the arguments around the issue, I actually didn't learn any more. And I think that's one of two reasons. One, because believe it or not, I've actually spent quite a lot of time thinking about this and reading what people are saying. Secondly, because actually they didn't present anything particularly substantive. It really was, I want to get married. I want the affirmation, and marriage is what it means to me, which you just really can't get hold of. What was reinforced to me, and I think this is really important, and I really want your listeners to hear, is the pain that gay and lesbian men and women feel, and particularly when teenagers and young adults are struggling with their sexuality, the exclusion that they feel from those who are saying it's immoral, not least the churches, as well-meaning as we are, and frankly, as correct as we are, we cannot underestimate that pain. And that means we need to be very careful about how we say what we say, and not just the words that we say, but the attitude in which it comes. We want to just always check ourselves and be aware of that. I don't think empathy is ever a bad thing. And I want to go back to Christians, those who are generally supportive of the conservative position on this in more general, and just say, just be really aware of how you're saying and what you're saying. You cannot be held accountable for some of the upset there, but some of it we can, and we need to do it better.
That's a good reminder. Mm-hmm. What was your relationship with them like by the end of the filming process?
Oh, look, a mixture of good and strained, if that's possible. We're never going to be friends. I can't see us holidaying together in the future. But I got on better with Gregory even than Michael. So Gregory and I clicked, and I think he was a little bit more prepared to go out of his way to work on building that relationship than Michael was prepared to or able to do. And so we just did an radio interview on Monday where we were in different studios, but talking, and again, a little bit of camaraderie there, not too bad. So it can be a working relationship, I think, certainly.
Do you think Christians should watch this show?
Yeah, definitely. Please do watch it, if only to learn from my mistakes. We should not be afraid of engagement. I've had some Christians say to me, oh, it'll just be promoting the gay agenda. And I want to go, well, even if it is, watch and learn how that's promoted, and think about how you can engage with it and what's the right response, and watch and learn and pray for what comes out of it for our ministry more generally. And if I do make mistakes, that's okay. I'm going to make mistakes. Learn from them. Do better. Be encouraged that we can engage. And I also want to say, be encouraged that it's okay to take some hits. That's, you know, Jesus took a lot of hits. Love is sacrificial in its nature, and is prepared to be wronged and prepared to be spoken ill of. And sometimes I think we need just to be reminded of that. So if that's what comes across, if I'm horribly misrepresented, which I don't think I will be, fair enough. Let's learn from it. Let's be encouraged that actually I'm here and I'm smiling and I'm okay. I'm not in therapy.
You've survived.
I have.
The social media thing, that's probably about to hit as well.
Already has. So I've got some charming emails recently, and a couple of people online. I've blocked a few Twitter accounts already. But other people wanting to engage, comments on my website that are just, you know, splurting stuff out. But other people, I've had a couple of really good conversations on social media where someone, particularly one guy I can think of, where he went, oh, it sounds like a terrible guy. I'd hate to be in a dark alley with him. And so I actually saw the thread and I said, I'm that guy. What can I do? What questions can I answer to help you not be so scared to be in a dark alley with me?
Yeah.
If you'd like to. And actually then we had a really good conversation.
Yeah.
Online. So, and again, it's about us not being so defensive all the time. If we're prepared to take hits, we follow the Lord who went to the cross, who was so determined to love other people that he was happy to be tarnished with the sins of the whole world, which were not his. So if we're prepared to take a couple of hits and be thought badly of and maligned, like our master was, then that means we'll put up with a whole bunch of stuff. And that will actually win us sometimes doors in.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you for sharing today, David. It's been great to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Katrina. It's been great.
That's Anglican Minister David Auld, who features in the first episode of the SBS series, Living with the Enemy. It premieres tonight, 8:30 on SBS One.